Acceptance by Rita Morrow. Wow, I can often reflect back on so many times when I felt rejected by others. I think maybe we all can, especially going through adolescence and early adulthood. But rejection sure isn't limited to those specific areas of life. God teaches us to be accepting of others. He created us equal to peacefully together. It doesn't mean we accept bad behavior and follow along with it. We're supposed to love people as God loves them. We can influence them by showing them who God is and what He's done in our lives. 1 Peter 3:8-9, New King James Version. Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. Being accepting of others is important to us. God loves us all the same. It doesn't matter what kind of clothes we wear, or what kind of car we drive, or what kind of job we have. It doesn't matter if we live in a big house or if we live on the streets. God teaches us to love others. He commands us to love others. John 13:34-35, New King James Version. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Matthew 22:37-39, New King James Version. Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Even when we feel rejection, we are to continually love each other. That can be difficult. Our feelings get hurt and we want to fight back. That's when we pray and stand strong with God. We do what He teaches us to do. He teaches us to love our enemies. Matthew 5:44-45, New King James Version. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For He makes His sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Have a blessed day.